Welcome to another episode of Sideline Times. This documentary, entitled The Arena, takes a look at Ireland's largest sporting facility. The University Arena, located in the University of Limerick campus on the picturesque banks of the River Shannon, is proud to be Ireland's largest indoor sporting complex. Designed to the highest sports-specific standards and creatively flexible to host major sporting events and non-sporting events are the key factors behind the success of this unique facility, which, with all required support services, makes it an oasis for all major events in the Midwest region. What is your favourite sporting facility in Limerick and why?
The UL Arena, because of the 50-metre swimming pool and it's a very good gym as well.
Probably UL or Thomond Park, it's unreal. But you can't really use it, like, you know, you can go to matches there, which is cool.
My favourite sporting facility in Limerick would have to be the UL Arena because of its fantastic facilities.
I definitely think UL is my favourite sporting facility in Limerick. I think the facilities there are probably the best in the country, bar Belfast.
UL Arena, because I like to swim.
Okay, I think the best sporting facility in Limerick is UL Arena, because it caters for all sports stars and the facilities out there are second to none.
What do you think the UL Arena has done for Limerick?
Provides Munster rugby team with a gym, don't they?
Oh God, it's brought a lot of business to Limerick, like, and all like international people will train there, so it's really cool. You can go out there and watch them, like, so those people have come. It's cool, like, yeah.
I think it has brought a lot of business to Limerick. It's given it another feather in its cap, and I think that the 50-metre pool is a huge asset.
I think it's probably improved sport teams. I know that the Munster team use it an awful lot, and they have a fitness centre there, I think, as well, and the pool, obviously, the 50-metre pool. So that's probably what swimming and rugby, I suppose.
I think it has improved the sporting capabilities of Limerick dramatically, and obviously it has contributed to the success of Munster, who trained there quite a bit.
It has done huge things for Limerick. It's brought a lot of money, like revenue, towards Limerick with the international teams coming and all the club, great European club teams, rugby teams, and the county, inter-county teams in the local area.
To learn about the very beginning of the arena, its history and the facilities, we spoke to the Director of Sport and Recreation at the UL Arena.
Yeah, Dave Mahidi is my name, and my position is Director of Sport and Recreation at the University of Limerick, and I suppose Managing Director of the University Arena.
So how long have you worked there?
I've worked in the university since too long, I suppose, since 1985, when it was Thomond College, and then Thomond College became UL in 1991, and then we moved to the arena in 1999. So I've been around the block a few times, but here since 1985.
So Dave, when was the arena built?
The arena was built in two phases. It was started in 1997 and with the, say, sports hall phase, and that was finished in 1999. Kind of halfway through that, we started a swimming pool, and that was opened on the 1st of January 2002. So the official birthday of the arena would be 12th of April 2002, when the Taoiseach came and officially opened it. So that's our official birthday, but we were open before that.
Can you detail the facilities the arena holds?
Yes, the arena is a unique facility because it's got a number of facilities all under the same roof. There's kind of three zones to it. There's the wet zone, which is a swimming pool. There's the dry zone, which is a sports hall. And then there's the exercise area. So the swimming pool is one of the biggest. There's only two 50-metre pools in Ireland. And it's a 50-metre pool by 25-metre. And has a floating floor, which means that that floor can be adjusted to different heights for different people. So when the kids are in, it can be low for them. And when the elite people are in, it can be 2 metres and they have deep water. So the pool is used by all the sort of water sports, the water polos, canoeing, kayaking, life-saving, and swimming, and recreation swimming, and whatever other recreational activities that would go on in the pool. Then the sports halls, there are four basketball-sized sports halls, It's divided up into four basketball size halls with curtains that can go up and down, so they can be divided or it can be one big open area. And there's two tracks in that. There's an 80 metre sprint track and a 225 metre jogging track, which is suspended from the ceiling. And then in the kind of fitness zone, we would have a fitness stroke aerobic studio. We would have an elite weight room, which is kind of weights only. And then we've got a very, very big gym area, which is open to everybody, and includes the steppers, the bikes, the treadmills and the weights. And then I suppose then you've got a number of meeting rooms and a number of classrooms and things like that. So that's a rough breakdown of the arena, but it's about 13,000 square metres of facility.
How many people use the facilities?
An awful lot of people use the facility. Last year we counted over 550,000 visits, which, you know, which is a lot of, it's around somewhere between 10,000 and 11,000 people a week would use the facilities. But when you break it down, you're seeing there's people in the pool, there's people in the gym, there's people in the halls, and they're turned over hour after hour. There'll be different schools coming in, so it can add up. But at the height of it, in say the middle of winter, we would have up to 15,000 and 16,000 visits a week. And kind of in the quieter times, which would be probably like the Decembers and maybe the Augusts, you'd have about 7,000 or 8,000 people a week. Still a lot of people.
And would you consider Limerick a fit and healthy city?
I wouldn't go outright and say it's a fit and healthy city. I think it's a reasonably healthy city. I think it's like probably your report card, you know, good work but a lot more to be done. I think Limerick has some fantastic facilities at its doorstep. A lot of people don't realise it. It doesn't have to be something like the arena. It could be something as simple as the walk out the bank of the river, Shannon, or some of the cycle paths out in Clare that are just fantastic. Our job would be to try and get more people to lead a healthier lifestyle. And that would be certainly one of the missions of the university as we kind of ripple effect out into Limerick. But I think in general, Limerick has a good name in that it's a sporting centre. It's a sporting centre of excellence with the Thomond Parks, with the Munster rugby team. And that encourages people, I think, to take part in something. And hopefully we can play on that and collectively get people to do more and be more healthy.
How did such a major sporting facility come to be built in Limerick?
Well, I suppose history would dictate one thing, and our determination would probably be the other half of it. In the early 70s, even before Thomond College, on the campus here was the National College of Physical Education. So there's a national remit for physical education, for sports science and that area. And a lot of high profile people would have come here in the early days, in the Gaelic Games with the Pat Spillanes and the Yogi Mornings with the Tony Wards and the Brian Mullinses and people like that. So we had a national remit, and it was the only place for physical education in Ireland. So we kind of sent out people into the field from that. And it was always associated as kind of a centre of sport and of, I suppose, professional sport. And, you know, as a result of that, you know, Limerick got that name. And over the years, other universities and other facilities came along and passed us out, and we needed to get back into the mainstream again. So we were saying we need to re-establish ourselves as a national centre, and we needed a facility which included a 50-metre pool. At that stage, there was no 50-metre pool in Ireland. So that was a kind of a statement to say, look, you know, we're doing something for swimming, so we started with a 50-metre pool, and then the other facilities around it. It's like building a shopping centre where you've got, you know, a major tenant or your big supermarket, and then you put your other things around it. So the 50-metre pool was the main anchor tenant, and then the other facilities went in around it. But then the pool was so big, then the sports hall was so big, and suddenly it all grew. And so it was nice watching it evolve, and I think it was a natural progression. And then the second part of it would have been our determination to get back to be the number one centre of excellence and of professional excellence in sport, which we were, and we kind of sat back in it. and we were challenged, and it was a time to get off our backsides and get out again and prove that we have something to offer. And I think the arena now is the base for that, because with the variety of people that are coming here now and the success of the Munster rugby team and the Irish rugby team, it's a big help.
How many people does the arena employ, Dave?
A very good question. It's an industry in itself. We employ over 100 people, believe it or not. Now, there's a core group of about 30, 32 people that are full-time. And then there'd be 60 to 70, sometimes 80 people that would be part-time. Now, they could be swim teachers, they could be lifeguards, they could be instructors that would do a certain number of hours per week. But on our books, we would have over 100 people, which is a significant contribution to the local economy as well, in that it's an industry in itself. If we were opening an industry with 100 jobs, I think the tarnished would be down and opening it and telling us how good we are. But no, it's amazing. 10 years ago, the sports department had 8 full-time people, full stop. And, 10 years later with the arena, we've 32 full-time people and, 70, 72 part-time people.
Can you tell us a little bit about your work with the community?
Well, there's various user groups, as you can tell from just looking around, and everyone is welcome. But what often happens is, and we had a situation there where Enable Ireland had a sports day and the Munster rugby team were training at the same time, and just spontaneous competition happened where the Munster rugby lads got into the wheelchair and played boccia, which is like bowls, and the wheelchair athletes, it's their game. So it was Munster rugby versus the wheelchair athletes in boccia. But that tells you the beauty of a place like the arena, because both of those groups were here at the same time. Now, that wasn't organised, that wasn't planned to say, will we take them on? They were passing, and some of the lads tried it out, and then they said, they'll a little competition ensued, but everyone went away happy. The Munster fellas were delighted to have played, with the wheelchair lads, and I'm sure it was a great thrill for the lads in the wheelchair to play against the Munster team. And it's little things like that can happen, throughout the building. It's not just that. I mean, Sonia Sullivan was here yesterday, and there was a school's basketball competition on, and the amount of welcome and autographs that she signed was incredible. And you think now that she's coming to the end of her career, but no, she was well known, and the kids were delighted. But again, they'll go home and say, guess who we met today? And that was one of the, we did a tour during the week with two VIPs, and I said, you never know who you'll meet here. And that's true. It could be anyone. It could be a former player, it could be a present player, it could be rugby, it could be soccer, it could be athletes. We have some athletes from Kenya here last week, and we've just organised visas for some of the top Jamaican athletes, including Usain Bolt, who will come in here and meet Ger Hartman, and he's a physical therapist, and he'll be treating them. But to have the fastest man on earth here in the near future is just fantastic, and we're looking forward to that. But that's the type of facility it is. You could have that, but equally as important is the Emerald athlete or the Dunedin athlete that's starting off, and maybe 8 or 9 or community games, doing a sprint down the track. It's as equally important to us as Usain Bolt going down the track.
The university prides itself in being able to cater for all levels of sport and recreation, from the basic beginner to the Olympic champion, under the same roof.
What type of people use the facilities? Who would you say you mainly cater for, and could you describe a typical user?
Well, this is the unique thing about the university arena, in that you could be an Olympic gold medalist, or you could be a Grand Slam rugby winner, and you could be the ordinary Joe Soap, and you could be in the facility at the same time, at the same place. That's one of, I suppose, our main claim to fame, is that everybody can use the facility. So it doesn't matter whether you're between 3 and 5 learning how to swim, or whether you're Paul O'Connell and you're captain of the Lions, you can be in the same place at the same time and doing your own training. So it's really unique, because it's available to everybody. and everyone uses it, which is fantastic. So we've got a range from the very young to the very old. The schools come in for their swimming lessons, and today now, as you pass through the sports hall, there's schools basketball on, and there's teams here from Donegal, from Dundalk, from Leitrim, Cork, Kerry. So there's a good spread. Where you would have Special Olympic events, you would Paralympic events, wheelchair events, and again, we can take care of all of those events in the one place. So it's designed that it can take every sort of user and every sort of user group. And then sometimes we're a bit creative, and we have various things like boxing matches or birthday parties with bouncy castles and things like that.
Firstly, we spoke to a professional athlete who uses the UL Arena.
My name is Brian Jenkins. I'm 27 years old, and at the moment I'm a full-time triathlete.
Brian, do you want to tell us a bit about your own achievements this year and how you're getting on?
Well, so far, the season is just starting for me, but I've been training since October. I do about 30 hours training a week, and this season now I'm focusing on half Ironman triathlon. So I've got I had one race already, which was just like a warm-up. And now next weekend we have the Joy Helen Triathlon, which is actually at UL as well. So that's on Sunday. So I'm hoping to win that this year. And then after that, moving into the summer, we've got half Ironman races in Barcelona, and then the European Championships are in Prague. And then I'm hoping to qualify at the end of the season for the World Championships in Australia.
Okay, what would be the thing out of the whole year, Brian, that you're most looking forward to? Would it be the European Championships?
Maybe. Going to Australia is probably what I'm most looking forward to be honest. It'd be nice to get out there. It's supposed to be a real haven for triathlon racing and stuff, so it'd be good to get out there, race the World Championships and just see what it's like.
How often do you use the UL Arena, Brian?
I use the UL Arena probably about 5 times a week, maybe a bit more, at least 5 times a week.
What facilities would you use in your training?
I use the 50-metre pool probably 3 times a week. I'll use the gym a couple of times, and then I just use the grounds around us for running along by the river or running around the sports fields, that kind of thing. I also use the track, of course.
Brian, why did you choose UL over all the other facilities in Limerick?
Well, it's got the only 50-metre pool, which is one good thing for swimming. Another reason is it's got the track is so close to the pool, especially for triathlon. You can get straight out onto the track and get back into the pool then, whatever you need to do. Also, it's got a lovely run along by the river there, which is more interesting than running along the road all the time. And then the other thing is, of course, got the indoor running track, so if the weather's really bad, you can run in there.
How do you feel, Brian, about its open policy, i.e. professionals mixing with recreational gym users?
I think it's a good idea because it means everybody is benefiting from the world-class facilities that they have there. It's really good to see the high levels of participation across the whole spectrum of abilities, like, it's really good.
Okay, and do you think the arena has done anything in particular for Limerick?
Yeah, I think Limerick is becoming one of the most active cities in Ireland. Any evening you're out in the arena, there must be well over 1,000 people between all the aerobics classes that are going on, everything in the pool, all the teams that are playing out around on the sports fields and everything. I think it's really going to help cut down the obesity levels in children, all that kind of stuff, and just give Limerick people a bit more of an identity when they can, when they have some facility like that to relate to or use or whatever.
To show the contrast of UL Arena users, we spoke to students who regularly use the arena facilities.
Hello, my name is Thomas O'Shea. I'm a fourth year art student in Mary Immaculate College, and I'm 21 years of age, and I use the gym in UL mostly for the weight room, but also for the swimming pool, the sauna and the steam room as well on occasion.
How often would you use the UL facilities?
I'd use it probably 3 times a week. Yeah, mostly 3 times a week. That'd be basically it.
What part of the arena do you use most?
I mostly use the weight room because there's a lot of weights up there, there's a lot of machines to do every sort of exercise. Like, compared to the gym here in Mary Eye, there's much more weights available and stuff like that, so I just use that. I use the track the odd time, very rarely, because there's a track here as well, and I'd use, obviously, the swimming pool, the sauna and steam room, because we don't have one here, and it's nice to use that after a match just to relax the muscles and stuff.
Why did you pick the UL Arena over the many other sporting facilities in Limerick, like many gyms?
Well, it's... it didn't cost too much. Like you pay when you get there, like, and it's cheap enough that in that sense. As well as that, it's in a college, like, so most of the people using it will be students like yourself, like, so, like, you wouldn't really feel out of place there, like, and a lot of people would be the same age as you. Whereas sometimes if you go to a gym, like, there could be like an aerobics class going on, and it could be like 6-year-old women in there, and it's just a bit weird, like, if you're kind of doing the same sort of, if you're trying to exercise beside them. As well as that, it's just in Limerick City, like, it's handy, like, and it's just over the road, as I said. And as I said before, all the machines are great over there. There's plenty to do. You can, like, even if there's a big crowd there, there's always enough machines to go around to work something out, like, and you've got the swimming pool in on top of that as well.
Indeed. Okay, so on that note, how do you feel about the gym's open policy, i.e. professionals mixing with recreational users?
Doesn't really bother me much, to be honest. I suppose it's a good thing in a way. Like, it'd be kind of cool if you were working out and you saw someone from the Munster rugby team beside you, like, which is cool. But I suppose it could be intimidating in a way as well. Possibly you might feel like you're really small compared to big rugby players. It could be intimidating, could be a good thing. Doesn't really bother me, to be honest.
Okay. Do many of your contemporaries use the arena?
A few, about maybe 2 or 3 of them that do play rugby, because there's more, as I said, there's more machines over there. A lot of the people I'd be friendly with in Mary Eye just use the gym in Mary Eye because it's just got the basics. But for the people that would be more into the sports, like, or even if they're trying to go on and go professional or anything like that, they use the gym. They use UL because it's got more machines, like, and it's better equipment.
What do you think the arena has done for the city so far?
Well, it's obviously got the 50-metre swimming pool, hasn't it? Which is a good thing. As well as that, it, like, as I mentioned already, the Munster rugby, it attracts, like, professional athletes down to the place. Like, Munster rugby team, they train there, I'm not sure how often, like, but the Irish rugby team train there as well, which is good. Like, it puts kind of Limerick on the map in terms of sport, and it emphasises the fact that Limerick is, like, the rugby capital of Ireland. It's just a great facility as well for students out there. There's plenty to do. It's open late. It's open till, I'm not sure, I think it's 10 or 11 o'clock, like, which is a good time to stay open till. So even if you're, no matter what you're doing, if you're working, you're a student or whatever you're up to, there's always a time for you to go. So it's just handy in that sense as well. So it's just an overall great facility for the city.
My name is Aileen Marin. I'm 22 years of age. I row with the University of Limerick.
How often do you use the UL facilities?
Well, during my rowing season, we row from about September straight through till July. So I'm pretty much training 7 days a week. So I would, back in about 2006, I would have been using the UL arena every day. And in some cases then, as when our regatta season started, I would have been using it twice a day in the morning and the evening. But now that the boathouse has opened, I wouldn't be using it as much, but I still use it quite frequently, maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
So what part of the arena do you use?
I use the cardio facilities. I use the gym. And then twice a week then I use the weights room upstairs. And that's about it.
Why do you pick the UL arena over the many other facilities in Limerick?
I used it mainly because I row out of the university, so it's the closest place to, it's where all my teammates gather, so that was mainly the reason. But as well as that, I mean, the facilities are fantastic, the weights room is really professional, the gym itself is really well maintained, and it's just, I mean, it is the sporting location in Limerick to train out of, really. It's got all of the facilities that you need in the one complex, so it's really good in that regard.
Do many of your contemporaries use the arena, and why do you think they use them?
Obviously, all my teammates that I row with use the facilities, but as regards, I think any of my friends in Mary Eye, they don't seem to use it that much at all. I mean, I'd never really see people from Mary Eye out there. But I think presumably that is because Mary Eye has their a very good facility here itself, so they don't really need to go out there. And I suppose it didn't help as well that Mary Eye used to get a discount to go over there, so that doesn't happen anymore, and the buses don't really go over there that regularly as far as I know, so it's quite a trek away. So not many of my college friends use it, but an awful lot of my teammates use it.
How do you feel about its open policy, professionals mixing with recreational users?
I really liked the fact that professionals used it along with students and the public. I mean, I've used the weight room a couple of times, and you'll go up and you'll see half the Munster team are in there, so it's always nice to watch Paul O'Connell working on his guns. No, I really like it. It's nice to see, you know, the athletes train and stuff. And it's nice that you don't feel maybe so separated from them. But then again, it doesn't really make that much of a difference either to your experience at the gym. It's not like you're running on the treadmill and you're like, Sonia's beside me, excellent. You know, it doesn't make that much of a difference. So, but it's good. It's good to see them there. And I suppose, yeah,
it's good.
It's good.
Okay. And finally, what do you think the arena has done for the city?
Well, I suppose it's given one like location for all like sporting activities. So I suppose it's one little hub of sporting. I guess it's the place for sporting activities. I mean, like that, the fact that you can see like the Munster players there, you can see, you know, athletes, just athletics. There's a good track there and everything. So, I mean, from a point of view of actually participating in sport, it has basically all the facilities that you need. I mean, to row, to play soccer, to play basketball, it has everything. But just from, I guess, from a public perspective, if you wanted to come over and watch the Munster team train, you can go over and you can see them doing that. And that's really nice for youngsters and stuff, I guess. It's really good for kids to be able to see that in one place, and to see it all in one place, and hopefully that would encourage them, you know, to take up a sport and to pursue that maybe as well. So it's good in that perspective, and it's just convenient that you don't have to drive halfway across the city to get to a basketball court, and then if you wanted to play, you know, if you're playing different sports, it's all in the one place, and that's really convenient.
Quality of facility and attention to detail is the underpinning strategy employed at the University Arena. With this in mind, we asked Dave Mahidi about any further developments for Ireland's leading sports complex.
We have, yes. We've actually gone to planning permission for to build a new 25-metre pool as an extension to the pool, and a couple of gyms and a climbing wall. Now, the only problem at the moment is the economic situation, is that it was co-funded between ourselves and the government, and to date we haven't got the clearance from the government that they're going to come in with the money. Now, my good feeling says that that'll be a while before that happens, and while we've got, you know, a sympathetic hearing, and it's a case of not that we aspire to do it, it's nearly that we have to do it, because at times here we're bursting at the seams. But the reality is, while we have the plans and we've gone to planning and we're ready to roll, I don't think the money, the funding will be there to do it just yet. But we'll keep it on hold, and it's like the 50-metre pool. We were knocked back a few times in the early 90s, but we kept at it and eventually got it. So I think we will eventually, and it would be a nice extension. It would be a nice addition to the arena. It would finish it off.
Wired FM would like to thank everybody who is involved in the making of Sideline Times. This documentary was produced by Wired FM in conjunction with the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.